Dan, I hope you're doing well. Welcome to Tuscaloosa.
How's it going?
Good. Hey, listen, I know it's sort of odd, but basketball in Tuscaloosa, can you believe that conversation?
Well, I mean, when I think about the Alabama program, there's been a lot of periods in its history where it's been pretty successful. And, you know, I know that Alabama fans are not as interested in basketball as they are in football, just like most of the SEC. But, you know, when things are interesting, and right now you've got a coaching search, so it's pretty interesting, then, I think it's absolutely natural to be talking about what's going on in Alabama basketball.
I want to go to your article, the labeled at Wichita State. Coach Greg Marshall was part of a program with high net worth. This afternoon in Cleveland, Ohio, you had a chance to listen to Greg Marshall and his AD. And sort of this reaction, and we'll play a quick just soundbite. This is what a lot of your article is, media business. Your reaction to that, and sort of get into your article, the substance of Greg Marshall.
Well, my reaction to it is that if you think about any other walk of life outside of sports, outside of coaching, yes, when you get offered a job or an opportunity, especially if it involves a lot of money, of course you look at it. Of course you listen. You know, to me, it's always been very strange that as fans and whoever else, we try to paint people into corners and, you know, make them commit, you know, to being the coach at a particular school for the rest of their life. I mean, why? We don't do that in any other business. So, you know, it's just a break from the norm for Marshall to sort of say, yeah, I mean, if they're going to offer me a crazy amount of money, of course I'll listen to it, you know, and then I'll just decide, you know, what I want to do from there. But, you know, it's just because that's not the way people typically talk about these things in coaching, it got a lot of reaction. And, you know, I don't know that if that's right or wrong, but it's just not necessarily the way things are done. He's a little bit different. And, you know, I don't know what that means. I don't think anybody knows what that means other than exactly what he said, that, you know, he gets an offer, he's going to listen.
Is it fair to say, and your article sort of dives into this, when you talk about Wichita State and you look at the money that he's making right now, where would a Wichita State be ranked as far as a program? Is that a top 20 school? Is it a top 25 school when you just look at basketball?
Well, I don't know. I would find it hard to rank them. You know, if you look at historically, it's been a good mid-major job, and that's what it is. You know, it's not a national program. Even on the level of a Gonzaga, where they recruit a certain type of player, you know, it's just not. They certainly have the facilities, and you know, they have a great fan base, and you're the best job in your league, and that certainly counts for something. And you know, you can, if you schedule a non-conference, they're at the point now where they can get on TV. I mean, there's some things that work for Wichita State. I don't know that it's a top 25 job, for a number of reasons. But I don't know that coaches just look at it differently from fans. You know, it's a coach can look at something and say, yeah, it's in a vacuum, you know, whether it's Alabama or whatever, maybe a better job, but it may not be a better job for me for a variety of reasons at this particular point in time. And that can change from year to year. That's why people keep asking. You know, that's why guys like Greg Marshall every year are in position to turn down jobs. So, I don't consider Wichita State a top 20, top 25 job, but that also doesn't mean that Greg Marshall's going to leave.
When you look at Alabama, it is not currently, because I don't know if it's fair. I mean, I think Wichita State right now, even though I'm in Tuscaloosa, I think that's it's a better job right now. I mean, you look at Wichita State, but at the end of the day, to me, Alabama has potential. It's in a major conference. It's got a brand that to me has never been any bigger than it is right now, and that's including the Coach Bryant days, the University of Alabama for 25 years, 6 national titles. But because of that TV that you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, because of the national attention that guys like you and many other articles sort of focuses it on the University of Alabama, that brand has never been bigger. Alabama do they have the potential to be like you said, I mean, I don't know if maybe we should put top 20, but I mean, do they have a chance to be a basketball school? I mean, as we talk right now, Nick Saban is saying, hey, I don't want it just to be a football program. He said that a couple of seconds ago, and it sort of shocked me. But you can't have a basketball program with success here in Tuscaloosa because everything is the facilities, the resources that SEC Network gives you, the publicity that you get from just being in this conference. Can Alabama be a powerhouse in basketball?
Well, like everything else, and I think you see this in football as well, no matter where it is, if you have the right coach, you can win. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. It's a coach's game. The coach is responsible for evaluating and recruiting the players, for, you know, setting the tone for how the organization is run. All of those things, you know, and besides just the coaching, it's all... You know, I hate to make it that simple, but, you know, Kentucky with Billy Gillespie was terrible. With John Calipari, they're great. You know, when John leaves, if they make a bad hire, Kentucky will not be good. It really is that simple, you know, and, you know, you see it in North Carolina. That's a kind of place where, you know, you think it's impossible to screw up. Well, there have been people who screwed it up. Matt Doherty screwed it up. So, I guess my answer would be, you know, if Alabama was able to lure Greg Marshall somehow, I think Alabama would probably, you know, be a top 25 type of team year in and year out because he's that good of a coach. But, you know, just in a vacuum, is Alabama that level of job? No, probably not. I mean, there's no long-term history of, you know, getting the Final Fours or that kind of thing. It's always been a top half type of SEC job. But it's also, it's just more even than ever. You know, it really is. It's more even than ever. Outside of Kentucky, pretty much anyone can win if you've got the right coach.
When you were listening to Greg Marshall today, I mean, did you pick up that he would listen to Alabama once the season comes to an end?
Well, I mean, he said he would. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of mystery. But listening is different than taking. I mean, the sense I got around people connected to Wichita State was that he probably would, you know, he'd probably not take it, you know, at the end of the day. But that's all just conjecture. I mean, no one really knows what he's thinking. And you know, I imagine he probably is thinking 100% right now about what's going on in the Sweet 16, and that once that's over, he'll listen to whatever offer is out there, and then he'll, you know, sort through it and make a decision. But I just don't know. I don't know what his process is going to be and what his, what will make the difference for him. I mean, is money the only thing that is on his mind? Those are things I don't know.
Dan, the final question, I know you talked about the money, 1.75, but one of the highlights I thought reading your article, you were talking about some of the money and where it comes from as far as Wichita State. What is your belief at how much more they could go than what they're currently paying? And I know you don't know the true financial numbers, but is Wichita State, as you sort of talked about, possibly maxed out there? I mean, they could probably go a little bit more, but it's not too much more the way that I'm sort of reading and interpret your article.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much more they can do in terms of, you know, building the program and the facilities and, you know, the extras. They've sort of maxed all that out. His salary, you know, again, if you're the AD, and you want to give him a raise, you got to go to his, you know, you got to go to the boosters and that kind of thing and see how much more you can squeeze. They do have some, you know, some big time boosters and a lot of corporate support there. I don't know how much more they can do. But again, I mean, if Alabama did come in at $3 million or so, which is sort of the rumor that's out there, there's no way they're going to do that. But it's not about. But at that point, it doesn't necessarily just become about money.